Were you a huge Sabbath fan in the 70s?
Yeah, totally. Yeah, I still love Sabbath. Yeah, I mean, Priest will always lead me in my first choices in my musical life, you know. Mm-hmm. But it's, you know, it's bands like, obviously, Priest, Sabbath, Zeppelin, mm-hmm. Purple. I'm really classic old school when it comes to metal.
Do you have a favourite Sabbath album?
The very first one.
Oh, really?
Which took 24 hours to make.
Yeah.
Believe it or not.
A scary album.
It is a scary album. and the sound is absolutely mind-blowing.
Mm.
If you just listen to the sound, how they were able to do that work in such a short space of time, it's extraordinary.
A lot of people choose a Paranoid. I kind of like Sabbath Bloody Sabbath myself.
Yeah, that's a good record.
Yeah.
It's a good record. But, I think a lot of musicians agree that your first two or three records are very, very important because they're really coming from a very pure, new, uncluttered source.
Mm-hmm.
You've got nothing to prove because you've proved nothing yet.
Mm-hmm.
You haven't really got a massive fan base, so...
Yeah.
You're searching to build that. Your record company is not interfering with your music as they tend to do when you become successful. Same with management, agents, promoters. You're really coming into your existence at a different level.
Mm-hmm.
It's when you become commercially successful and popular that the problems may or may not start to arise.
Yeah.
So I've always felt that the first couple of three records are important, and that's why I feel that first Sabbath album for me,
much like
Sad Wings of Destiny for Judas Priest, is a very important release.
Right.
It's always worth thinking about that. If you look back at the history of your favourite band,
mm-hmm.
generally the first couple are the ones that really kind of grab you.